Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Game 7.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06. Last hour of Morning Mayhem on our last show in June. As we turn the page of July tomorrow, don't forget Thursday we'll be at Torpedo Joe's hanging out. Roger, if I'm not mistaken, today, remember the Fletcher deals, I think, are still going on today. Remember it, when we were over at with Frank and Zippy, it was a weird deal where they said the deals would extend.
Because the end of the month.
Yeah, until Tuesday. So you've got some chances to go over there and get you a heck of a deal.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not over there making a deal right now, then you just obviously have, you don't care.
Before we get to our special guest, a couple of messages. This is so good. How did I think, Christian, you should slap me. How did I, when we were talking about most hateable characters, this guy was hateable when I first watched it. What about that jerk on Antiquities named Blundell? You were a hateable character.
Oh, my gosh.
And if it hadn't been for the end.
He's like Ben Stiller's character in The Fokker. He's the only one that people.
No, you are a jerk face.
Oh, my God.
I remember having a hard time looking at you when I came back to the station the next day. People should watch Antiquities and see. Thankfully, they rewrote the script at the end and made you turn to a likable.
There is a director's cut. Yeah. Where I actually go on a rampage.
Here's one that says, my brain cell has lost 50% of its low IQ this morning listening to your program. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'd rather you say thank you and go on your way. Other than that, I don't give a damn what you think you're listening to.
We're going
to
be in Marianna at the Jones Barbecue Diner tomorrow. So if you're in that area, you know somebody, tell them to come by and see us at lunch. We know the food is limited there. Mr. Jones only cooks up so much, but we'll hear straight from the show. We'll visit with Dirt Winston tomorrow, too, from Marianna, one of the great athletes to ever come out of the state. Here's one. Guys love the show. Speaking of our 500-year of restaurant tour, Arkansas restaurants, guys love the show. Listen every day. If you're speaking of Camden, my great-grandfather, Benjamin Tyndall Folks, invented grapette soda in the 1930s. He was a great man. He was a laureate and came up with the idea in his garage.
That was in Camden?
So I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's what you're saying?
I knew that was an Arkansas soda.
I knew it was Arkansas.
I didn't know that it maybe came out of Camden.
I thought it was in Hot Springs.
It wasn't Hot Springs, but yeah, somewhere in
maybe
that area.
Maybe they had a distributor.
Okay, 661-1037. Somebody send us a message and let us know what the scoop is. Our the queen of wrestling, Christy Herndon Mann is with us. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
Hi, brothers. I'm great.
I feel like I'm a little bit deeper into wrestling since I went to the Nationals.
You had the Cleveland.
Great point. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah. But now this is we talked about there is a song Fargo by Donna Fargo, right?
It is Fargo.
How's it go?
We're going to go.
So it's Fargo time.
It is.
And the people don't know my cousin is a girl wrestler. Down in Panama City, she's going to Fargo. I said, I know where Fargo is. Yes. I know somebody who's heavily involved with that. So for those that don't know, what's happening?
So Fargo is the largest freestyle Greco tournament in the country. It's the creme de la creme. You have to qualify for Fargo, the big nationals. And doing that, you're either one, two, or three in your state. So it's okay. The best. It's the biggest 40 mats in the big Fargo Dome. And it's just
so. How did that become a big deal?
You know,
just sort of kept building.
It did. That's it. And as the Olympic styles grew,
Greco.
Yes,
I like just saying Greco.
Greco.
Richard Greco.
Yeah.
And freestyle, it just became the mecca, and all the college coaches are there recruiting.
I mean, everybody who was outstanding. Again, this is up to what level? What age?
High school. It's high schoolers.
So your 12th grade year, this is you only go up until your 12th grade year.
Exactly.
So a lot of these guys, though, and girls are already committed to wrestle at particular colleges when they go?
Usually, and if you get on the podium, then you'll start getting letters immediately.
For those who are underclass?
Yes.
Are there seniors? Are there seniors that have already graduated, or they're no. upcoming seniors?
No, okay. Yes, we do have seniors that have already graduated, okay. that have committed. Several of the girls are going on and
so,
wrestling.
So you have collegiate wrestlers, future yes. collegiate wrestlers
yes,
that have already
do.
Committed.
So proud.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
How many Arkansas kids are going?
So we have about 90 athletes.
Wow.
I know.
Holy cow.
I know.
Are you taking buses? Like buses?
We get on the big buses. We do. We
start how long of a drive is that?
It's a long one. We put the kids on the bus like the day before, and they kind of travel all through the night, and then they roll up. I'll be boots on the ground next Wednesday to greet them all, and then they roll off, and they're kind of hungry on the bus. So,
what do you think, 15 hours? Somebody do the math on that and figure out how far Fargo is.
Oh, it's more than that.
Yeah.
Is it? 20?
I don't know. But it's a long bus ride. But parents like putting the kids on the bus because they don't like hearing them kind of grumble a little bit. Because remember, they're hungry and they're in the best
right.
shape.
Oh, it's only 14.
They're watching their weight.
Thank you.
So it's challenging. That's why wrestlers are the toughest.
Have you always taken that many? Is it a record?
This is up there for us.
How many women versus guys?
So I have about 43 girls.
Wow!
Yes.
Look at that.
Yes.
And so is this the one, Christy? You remember Roger? She came in here and told us. She said that
she's the only female.
Huh? Well, no, I was thinking where you guys, they didn't take care of you. They didn't really recognize Arkansas.
Oh,
is this the same
the
one?
The first year
you went.
That my son Tyler Mann, All-American.
What year was that?
That was 2012.
So think about this. 14 years ago,
yes.
Roger, they go up there. They're so disrespected because Arkansas has not had wrestling.
Right.
What did they do? They didn't even they include you in the bracket?
They kept calling him, they'd say Tyler Mann, and they'd say from Arizona,
first
of all, so I went and wrote a big AR Arkansas and put it at the head table.
Look at you.
And when you say Tyler Mann, he's from Arkansas. And then my oldest son, Tanner Mann, he was actually the first win up there. He's the first one to get his hand raised. So
your boys really put Arkansas on the map in Fargo to say Arkansas is going to be a state to deal with.
Well, the Mann boys have...
The Mann boys, I love that.
The Mann boys are a cornerstone in the history for sure. So very proud of that. And that's how I became a teen mom on steroids. And now I sit on these boards and am still advocating because... The sport's life-changing. You can have a 95-pounder, and you can have a 285-pounder.
Right.
There's a spot for everybody. That's why we love sport.
How long is this competition in Fargo? Is it 3 days, 4 days? What is it?
Great question. It's an all-week event. The boys start off with freestyle. They will start off on... They weigh in third. That's a big thing in wrestling.
Get to weigh in out of the way. You weigh once, you're done.
Well, no, that's what's hard.
Good
you
Lord.
Have to compete all day, and that's challenging.
You can't even go have a cheat meal.
No.
You can't cheat meal.
And then you have to, if you make it, but that's kind of an honor to make it to that second and third day. And
so you're staying in a hotel, a dorm? What are you doing?
Team Arkansas always stays in the unair-conditioned dorm. So
is that where most people stay?
Some of them are in hotels, but we've gotten kids on the podium that sweated out in the dorms, and that's kind of a rite of passage for us.
Sort of a shocker, Roger, only because of two words, Greg Hatcher.
Yeah, absolutely.
He does not have the Taj Mahal up there for you guys. Well, maybe he feels that's what
he's listening right now.
That's
will not be
needed.
Told to ever. Is there a scoops up there yet?
There is not, but we need to work
to get
on that
up there. Yeah.
So
after weigh-in scoops,
do you have expectations of those 90 to come back with gold? I mean, any kind of medal.
So all you place in the top eight, you are considered
all American,
and that's just for this
tournament, right?
Yes.
Not for a season, just for this weekend, which is still a lot. You're going to the best of the best, really,
right?
You know?
But even your Olympic champions, which actually we've added gold medalist Brandon Slay to our coaching staff this year. But all these accoladed wrestlers have been to Fargo and usually are All-Americans. And that stays with you the rest of your days.
Well, again, you made the point. How many states are represented? Everyone?
Everyone.
Has wrestling.
Actually, Mississippi had a couple last year.
Okay.
So There's one state that's not. No, maybe we're all there. We're all represented.
Is it Pennsylvania, Ohio, or those, yes. Iowa, Oklahoma?
California's huge. Florida's huge.
Really?
Your Pennsylvania's and New Jersey's.
You know, having watched the national champions where Penn State dominated, and then you had the history of Oklahoma State, Iowa, Iowa State, Michigan, the ones up north, I guess, yeah.
Yes.
Makes sense.
And that's what I love when we draw a Pennsylvania kid or a California kid, you know, we're staying with them, and we're beating some of them. So we have two returning All-Americans, Ashley Thompson from Rogers and Zach Donaldson from Bentonville. So they were on the podium last year, expecting good things from them. Zach was a Greco guy. You like saying the word Greco.
Greco! So, I want to be good in Greco.
You'll be
Roman Greco.
Roman.
Yeah. But what's really neat this year is, you know, you go to a regionals. You can qualify to regionals as well.
To get to Fargo.
Yes, and as well as being top three in your state. Arkansas we have over 25 regional placers. So that means 25 of those almost 85, 90 kids are going to have criteria. They're going to be seated on the bracket in a little better position. And that's a game changer for us.
And how many do you expect that you think potentially could win it all? Well, you have a couple?
Yes. I mean, I always have high
expectations. Yeah, you definitely, there's an expectation that they could challenge for that.
We've got, absolutely, you know, we have Gus Smith coming back. He's kind of coming off an injury.
Yeah, and then he was just honored at the All-Arkansas Preps the other night.
He'll be back.
That's Pat Smith's son. Yes.
He's nationally ranked. And then his little brother, Boone Smith, was a qualifier at regionals, and so little brother's kind of making a splash, so excited.
Coaches, is Neil Arisman going to be there? Is everybody going to be there or no?
So, yes, usually on those latter days when the boys are, we call them the blood rounds.
The
blood
rounds. We went from the soccer's got knockout, we've got blood rounds.
Finish it!
Yes.
Wow.
The blood rounds, you'll see all the college coaches around those mats. Okay. Because if you, again.
It is a pretty cool setup, though, with all those mats.
Where is it actually done? What in a?
It's the big indoor football, North Dakota State.
Okay.
Indoor football arena.
How many matches you got in there one time?
About 40.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh! So that's nothing. That's even more than what the Nationals are.
Overload.
Which the Nationals have how many mats? Six.
Yes.
And nothing like 40.
Yes.
How do you in the world do you keep up with that?
Well, that's my job. So we have a great. Pat Smith, our coaches coordinator, and we've got 15 coaches. And actually, we'll have some media people up there taking some little guy Rowdy Barber from Channel 7. He's going to be one of our media guys.
Little guy Rowdy Barber.
Yes.
Is that what I just heard you say?
Yeah.
Little guy Rowdy Barber.
Well, he's not little, but he's young gun. And so being a mom of all the boys, I call them young guns. But he'll get on and he'll start saying, hey, Smith's up on mat 17, Jones is up on mat 34. So we kind of have a system where we get the coaches to the mat because you can imagine it is challenging.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's great. This is and how many, you said 15 years? What do you think?
That will be 18.
18. Wow. Well, Christy, I'm glad you're doing this. Nobody has more passion for wrestling than you do, and you have a dedication for these young people, which is so admirable. And, of course, you're one of the top Touchdown Club volunteers on top of that.
And if Mr. Gregory Hatcher puts you in the position that you are, you must be pretty good at what you do. So,
absolutely.
Congrats.
And
all your boys were obviously great. Not all your boys, but
the last one was the baseball player.
That's right. And
yes,
do you know wrestling technically to the point like, you know, you could coach even though?
You know, I have not. I can move masses of people, get them there, get them housed, get them fed or not fed. Just kidding. Get them clothed. But technically, I just kind of watch it. I wouldn't know whether to throw a brick or not, but I'll leave that up to our great coaches.
One of our listeners from Malvern says that would be the Fargo Dome.
Yes.
Fargo, North Dakota.
Yes.
What about Wrestling for Peace? I remember you talking about that when I was up there with you guys at the Nationals.
So I'm very honored that I sit on an international board, Wrestling for Peace, and it's a really cool thing. We go around to all of the world championships. So now we take it to that big level, a world championship. And we're going to be in Slovakia,
Roger.
Amman, Jordan, and again to Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
He loves saying that.
I love saying Azerbaijan. Yeah.
Also, I think a 3-star coming out of Paragold this year is Azerbaijan.
The
Meredith wants to know, what is the, where is it? Where did she ask me? Meredith, where is it? I'm sorry.
You're fine.
All right. She said, James weighs enough. Just need to register him. Are there seasonal sign-up periods?
That is great. Yes. They still have their singlets, right?
Are you kidding
yes.
me?
Yes. And I'm sure they wrestle every day in the living room. That's how my boys got started.
Let me tell you something.
It's the best.
Now, James is something else. He's such a great kid. Oliver, on the other hand, is a great kid, but he's 100% all boy at 3. And he is a ringtail tutor. Now, that kid he's fearless.
There you go. And that's what we need.
I know. So
you slap a singlet on that, and I'm guaranteeing
they were,
that
she's
college,
telling me they wore their singlets this weekend,
yes,
actually.
That college may be paid for. So just keep them
Oliver
wrestling.
Has 5 pounds to go. So where do they register?
So there's lots of youth clubs. And are they in Benton, Bryant? Where's?
They're in Little Rock.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the Arkansas Wrestling Academy. There's the Little Rock Wrestling. There's tons of youth clubs. Get them started. They start them as early as 5, okay. And that's fun because they have the little youth tournaments. We have a great youth program here, too, that trains them up, and by the time they get to high school.
The wrestling is such a, the individuality, if you will, that yes. sport is incredible to me. Golfing is one thing. This is another. I can shank it and be embarrassed by it, but when you're out there on that fit, it is just you against another person, and that's
sir.
It.
Yes,
and
sir.
And there's so much pressure on that. You've got to keep the kid, you've got to be positive about it. You've got to be in the right position if that kid doesn't win that round or it disappoints or whatever. You've got to keep building them up to say, stay positive.
And stay in it.
And stay in it.
Absolutely. A lot of times.
Because you're going to be afraid. You get hurt. It's going to hurt.
Absolutely. But talking about like your Oliver, hey, if there's just that orneriness in them.
There's orneriness. That's
yeah,
a good one. That's why you need some dog.
You need some dog in you for sure. And it's just you and the opponent. So think of the bravery with my girls
100%.
And my boys.
100%.
They step out there and there's going to be a winner and a loser.
I know. That's the thing. And as a grandparent, you look at it and you go, you want to support and you want to say, stay in it. But is there any crying? Is there crying in wrestling?
There is crying.
At that age? Okay.
Absolutely.
No crying.
There's crying.
No.
Well, usually they go to the back halls, but there's so much on the line. They work so hard.
Yes.
So absolutely.
Couple things here. Here's one from the 870. Tell Mama Man, the godfathers of Lakeside Wrestling, Brad and Dustin, say hello. Call me
boys.
If you need someone for the anthem in Fargo again, ha. Huh?
It says,
Baz and Raj need to, say this, Brad, I, of course.
Yes.
Baz and Raj need to attend on the floor as honorary coaches for one day to experience it. Nothing like it. Let me tell you, I had a great experience, following the Trojans of Little Rock and Neil Ehrisman at Nationals. And thanks to Greg Hatch for sort of helping arrange that and being around a lot of the supporters of Trojan Wrestling. But this is sort of a different animal. This is even crazier because you actually have more wrestlers here, right? Mm-hmm. If you've got 90 from Arkansas...
Yes.
That's one state. You've got, it's probably 10 times the number of wrestlers you had at the Nationals.
We are just under 10,000 wrestlers. Tournament.
Then it's 100 times what you had at Nationals.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Wow.
What the organization you must have to have with 40 mats. Here's one also. It says, from this point forward, please incorporate the phrase ringtail tutor.
He's a ringtail tutor.
Let me tell you. Yeah, what does that mean, Roger?
There's a little, I think it's like a little animal.
Okay.
And it's a phrase that Samantha's always used. It's a rowdy kid. It's a little ornery.
Yep.
And little Oliver
got a couple of them.
Is a ringtail tutor. And then you can see it's a ringtail lemur or something like that he was as a little Halloween costume. Ringtail tutor. That's somebody that my West Texas bride says got a little ornery in them.
I like it.
So you were also saying, before we let you go, too, going back to Wrestling for Peace.
Yes.
So you're gonna be, you have been going to other countries. You have been doing it already. This has to be, especially as a woman. Yep. Talked about that before. You still looked at funny and like, Hey, now, I don't know if we need her. We don't. The blonde American is here again.
I think I was the only blonde in all the country of Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
You know, it's a platform where if I can broaden a road or a space for a girl that's wanting to coach or be a leader, I will continue to do that. That's a skill set I have.
Do you enjoy the challenge of going to the different countries
where
there might be some prejudice towards women and maybe not many opportunities and... very aggressive negativity towards women in some of those countries, I would imagine. So,
yes, unfortunately. But, you know, I just try to be me. And I feel like I have a calm presence and my leadership style and those kind of things. Thank you. And so I'm going to continue to do that. I'll be the lead in the Vegas for the U23 World Championships and excited. But the thing about wrestling
competes, what is that?
That'll be in October.
Oh, my gosh. So, you're just all over the map.
But many activities. The Wrestling for Peace, we pair with a humanitarian effort. So we have all these countries coming in. And so I am currently working on, we're going to be loading a food truck. So we're getting these athletes side by side, you know, Bulgarian, Slovakian, Jordan athlete with our United States athlete.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
they're doing wrestlers are cool on and off the mat.
Yeah, well, they're very dedicated, and it's not easy being a wrestler. I'm telling you, it's a very demanding sport. And,
did you say Slovakian?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm.
Yakshimash.
And then?
Dobre.
Look at that.
Look at you.
That's our friends down at Frank and Lisco down at Slovak.
There we go.
So to you, Kim.
Yakshimash.
How about that? We're silly boys. All right, listen. If folks want to find you, Christy, what's the best way to look you up?
So look up Arkansas USA Wrestling. Our organization.
Facebook, Google.
Just all
website.
Social medias. Arkansas USA Wrestling. And you'll find everything about us and our wonderful board and our youth programs and those kind of things. And it's just, again, it's the... To me, you know, the best sport in the world. It's amazing for my family and my boys, and Greg Hatcher bringing it to Arkansas. We're forever grateful.
Awesome. My mother's listening. She goes, biggest tournament in the world.
Yes. Hi, Mama.
I didn't mention Roger, my cousin. We did it off the air.
Sarah.
My cousin Sarah down in Panama City. She's going to be a senior. She's wrestling. She goes, we're going to. Sarah's qualified for Fargo. I said, I know Fargo.
Yes.
I know Fargo Wrestling. I know one of the women in charge of that.
You know the woman in charge.
Yes.
Oh.
All right, we're Christy, man.
Love y'all.
Thanks as always.
Thank
Love you,
Christy.
Too.
Thank you.
My mama, now, mama, no, mama.
Christy Man's getting out tonight. Christy Man getting out tonight.
This brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Brazil advanced to the round of 16 by beating Japan 2-1, scoring the game-winning goal in stoppage time. Paraguay downed Germany, beating them in a penalty shootout 4-3 after tying 1-1 in regulation and 2 in bonus periods. It's the biggest upset of the World Cup so far. Germany had never been beaten in penalties in World Cup history prior to this game. Then in the final game of the day, Morocco beat the Netherlands 3-2 in penalties as well, tying 1-1 through regulation and 2 bonus periods. They'll take on Canada in the round of 16. Today in the World Cup, Norway and Cote d'Ivoire will get it started at noon. France and Sweden will play at 4. And in the final game of the day, Mexico will take on Ecuador at 8. All of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Sunny again today and really, really hot too. 97 or high temperature. A heat advisor is in effect because the heat index could get up to 105 this afternoon. We'll be clear tonight, dropping off to 77. Tomorrow, 97 again with a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Justin Akery. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
It's been a tough Saturday on the lake. I ordered swim trunks in this orange cream color, but it's actually more orange auburn. Oh, and it's swimwear. I probably can't even return these.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive. So you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening in Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side.
Swing a leg over a dependable 4-Trax Rancher ATV.
Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
The Arkansas Department of Transportation reminds you there is zero tolerance for handheld devices in highway construction zones, which are hands-free by law. And always slow down when you see orange barrels. Help us keep road workers and drivers safe. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Just remember, slow down, phone down. It only takes a second to change your life or someone else's. This message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
I don't care who you are. Meredith? Christy says we can get Ringtail Tutor and Sweet Baby James out there at Pat's Academy.
From the 501, Roger. It was Camden, Arkansas that Mr. Falks had the great pet company. Okay. Knew him when I lived there back in the day. Quite the ladies' man. I was very good friends with one of them. Now, how the heck did we go to Camden and not know Great Pet came out of there? We did not do our research.
First of all,
disappointed. I will take the blame.
We were busy helping out the Arkansas State Police and all of the officers that are protecting rural county, rural Grant County. It took us back a little bit, so we weren't able to go see all the things that we wanted to do. But you're absolutely right. You have done better research for Mariana than you did for Camden. Did you fail on that? Well, I won't say
well,
that.
Well, we were so big. I was focusing on the restaurant and really not on the rest of the state of the city.
The other part I did is they did not say anything much about Tom Cotton going down there to eat. Now, Tom Cotton's always in Washington.
Defense
well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Come on, Tom. Can I call you Tom?
870 from the 870. They still sell Great Pet at Woods Place there in Camden, the local great fish restaurant.
Well, I grew up in Hot Springs with a couple of buildings that were, back in those days, you had, and in those smaller towns that down like Camden or whatever, but in Hot Springs, still downtown, some of the side brick walls would be advertisements.
Yeah.
And I would know that I saw a Grape Ed in Hot Springs. And I want to say, I thought they did some Grape Ed down the street from McClard's in Hot Springs.
I wouldn't doubt it. Grape Ed was a big deal back in the day.
It was huge.
I mean, it used to be in stores. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
Is there no grape drink anymore?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you can get...
What is it?
You can get Fanta, Fanta.
Is it Fanta?
Yeah, well...
Is Fanta the same as Grape Ed?
I don't think it's the same.
No. Grape Ed had its own flavor.
I think...
Just like Orange Crush.
I thought we heard Grape Ed was still around. Didn't we hear that?
Maybe it is.
I did. I thought it was in Malvern.
I think you're right. Are we best friends?
Yes.
I haven't seen it anywhere in a while, but I haven't.
Well, somebody from Malvern, let us know. From the 501.
You know what? I bet the guy in Patriot...
Someone says, let Baz know. We know he's not a NASCAR person. He strikes us more of an indoor guy. Well, let me tell you, I've been to the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Never heard of it. And I've been to Texas Motor Speedway, and we both like the Ricky Bobby movie.
Someone says, Roger, get you some Skullcandy brand earbuds. They are hardwired. Get foam earpiece, best ever.
Do you want wired? Headphone?
I don't know if I want hardwire.
Roger responds by going, I'll have to look into that. Listen to this, Christian. But Roger goes, I'll have to look into that, but know that Baz way, way, way the hell over-exaggerates. Wow.
Good Lord. You got to read everything. Boy, you and your spidey sense.
Let's see here.
Shout out.
True worst villain of all time is a miniseries y'all probably haven't seen. It's called Turn, Washington Spies. Okay. All right. Someone says here, William H. Macy as Frank Gallagher on Shameless, another great character that's easy to hate. It's from James. Oh, Roger. Oh, my gosh. In this movie, he was a very hateable character, although I don't know if we could appreciate it. Colonel Parker in the movie Elvis was a hateable character.
Well, what a creep up.
It was in the movie was a hateable character for sure.
Why don't you just sit here on this Ferris wheel with me, Elvis?
Remember, he goes... Are you ready to fly, Elvis? Yep,
Yes.
What do you call it, the Ferris wheel?
Ferris wheel.
Elvis, are you ready to fly?
Hey, back off, old man. I don't know why you made that in
the shot. What did you guys think of
the
Elvis?
Why is your shirt off,
movie?
Old man? What?
What did you guys think of the Elvis
movie?
The
answer is?
It was a great movie.
Okay. Five stars.
Right. It was a great movie. All Spike right. Lee can't hold a candle to that. Okay. Wait a minute, though. Here's the other thing. Because of that accent that the colonel used in that, what's the latest thing? I just saw something where the colonel had a lot of speaking parts in it. I mean, the actual colonel saw some audio or video.
There's not much. There's not a whole lot of it out there.
Yeah. So I don't know how they got that voice.
Well,
I mean, you know,
Daniel
Day-Lewis, did a lot of research to find out that's actually how Lincoln spoke.
I think there's some, but not much.
Hanks made him sound,
over the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's one that says, this is a good one. You know the name. You know the. We're talking about hateable characters because the guy in Patriot is such a great hit. Maybe number one on my list now. Here's one though. The sheriff Roger in Christian in Rambo First Blood.
Ooh.
That's who that is.
Yeah. But the real jerk was the one that fell out of the helicopter that you were glad to, I hate that. I know we have police officers out there, and you're glad to see that one got injured.
Well, a jerk's a jerk. It doesn't matter if they're a civilian or a police officer.
That's why I say the cops in Mississippi Burning, they were good jerk faces. They were.
Somebody says Denzel in Training Day. See, to me, he was not.
He was a likable villain.
Yeah, he was.
The thing. I thought the villain was more the Colin guy. What's his name?
Ethan Hawke.
I thought it was more him. I thought Denzel's character was the hero. He's the anti-hero in that movie.
For being the bad guy?
Well, the bad people in there were the Russians.
Here's what is a hateable character, Jar Jar Binks.
He is hateable.
He is hateable. Oh, my gosh.
Jar Jar Binks, what movie is that?
That was Star Wars. He's that weird.
Phantom Menace.
It's terrible.
Should I start and watch those movies? Too late? Did you know I was reading about Burt Reynolds again today? You know the movies that he gave up? Terms of Endearment.
He gave up a lot of them.
Didn't do that one.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford and Han Solo.
Yeah.
He gave that one up.
I think he was up for James Bond.
He was up for James Bond. He was also up for the Die Hard. He was supposed to play that. Turn them all down because he was doing Stroker Ace, you know, for the top five years in a row he did. And then they're saying that he had to sell his ranch and did all that stuff, that finances. And how does a guy who is a top grossing actor in Hollywood 5 years in a row, how are you not more tight with your money? How are you not more frugal? Or money's different. I mean, look at the money that John Daly said he won in those tournaments. A freshman is making that now at the University of Texas. True.
Pretty sure, you know, in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Bruce Dern's character, the Spawn, when they go to the Spawn ranch,
he was supposed to be Spawn Man.
Someone says Running Point is a Netflix series about the sister being an owner of a basketball team.
I think it's supposed to be basically Jenny Buss, but I could be wrong.
Also, if you watch Cobra Kai, Johnny and Chosen become super likable. Just a point there.
Sure.
We mentioned this earlier. Did you tell me, I'm not a Seinfeld guy, but Newman, is he?
No, he's not a hateable
character. I don't hate Newman. He's actually kind of likable.
No. You listen.
He's a funny character.
He's a great character. He's misunderstood. It's funny how he had a character before they actually showed the character. He was a character on there that Larry David, who did voices for a lot of them, did that one as well.
He's the bane of Jerry, but I kind of like him.
Yeah. Baz, have a 5-year-old grandson that I'd love to get started in wrestling. What was that organizational call? I have a terrible memory. That's from James. And Roger, you just mentioned it. If you'll Google like Arkansas, it was AAU wrestling. I've already forgotten. If you look up Christy Mann on Facebook, she's the contact. She's we'll get you hooked up there, James. So let's see here. Bruce Dern, we got several of him at Cowboy, very hateable. Somebody said, Pinto says, Great Pet sold exclusively at Walmart. Is that right?
Wow. Maybe I'm just overlooking it.
I wouldn't mind trying that again. Well, I don't know.
I like Great Pet.
You mean now it's sold there?
I don't know.
Is that what the guy says?
Yeah. That's what he says.
Well, I mean, okay. Back in the day, it sold everywhere.
Remember, somebody says, last comment, poor kids like me would walk through the ditches to sell bottles so we could buy Grape Bet, RC Cola, and a Moon Pie.
Yeah. Well, RC Cola was, RC Cola to me was like
I haven't tried RC Cola in forever.
No, but
I like RC.
What was the first Diet Coke? Tab.
Oh, I hate it, Tap. Ralph Fiennes, you mentioned that earlier in Schindler's List.
Ralph Fiennes, he's the guy. I mean,
he was in Schindler's List. Yeah.
Yes.
Newman is hateable in Jurassic Park. He was.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Well, yes.
The wife in Breaking Bad is very hateable. I don't know it.
Yeah. I'll watch that. Is it too late?
Breaking Bad's good.
Would the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in Ghostbusters be a considered hateable character?
No.
Zog. Was he a bad guy? Do we hate Zog?
I don't mind Zog.
I can't stand Tommy's wife, Angela, on Landman. I hate her. Hate her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she smoked, but come on.
The jerk that fell out of a plane in Rambo was Gabby Johnson in Blazing Saddles. You know, is that right?
Is that right? No. Not Gabby. No, not at all.
Biff from Back to the Future mentioned that. Somebody says, yes, Great Bet is still in Malvern. Walmart did carry it last year in the stores, but this year I have not seen it.
Okay.
Colonel Kilgore. Well, how about that? Well, we're finding out all kind of... Great Bet's still made in that Malvern. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Well, I would bet that Great Bet would be sold in Family Markets and Edwards as well. It's not... It can't just be...
What about Barg Soda? That was another set of...
Barg's. That's root beer. Yeah. They still make that.
Nina Meyer. Animal House. He was sort of a hateable guy.
He was. You hated Nina Meyer. You just did. That's a great topic. To bring up some of the most hateable characters.
I'm telling you.
Let's think about TV shows growing up. Who did we hate? Did we hate anybody
in TV
shows?
It's tough to do on a 30-minute TV show to be hateable.
Well, you hated the Valachi brothers on Happy Days. Let the Pigeons Loose. Was there a hateable character on Good Times? You didn't hate Bookman. He was just a jerk face. How about on All in the Family? No. Jefferson's no.
I guess you're right. It's tougher to do.
I guess you're right.
Listen, you were a hateable character in Antiquities. I'm telling you.
I cannot believe you were a jerk.
You were a jerk face.
I was, again, the anti-hero.
When I saw him the next day, I was like, I don't know if I like you anymore.
Oh, please.
Yeah, it's like, you're a jerk face.
Well, somebody might consider that fantastic acting. Or was that typecast?
it was easy for you to do.
It was very easy for me to be
all right. How old is Mike Tyson today? What's his birthday?
He's 60 years old.
How old?
60.
Yeah, I was going to say 61.
60 is exactly right. What about Michael Phelps?
You know, when I saw that, you know who I thought 44. That was? I thought that said Michelle Phillips. So I started looking up, what's the song with Michelle Phillips? The rap song.
He is 41. He's won 28 Olympic medals.
Pfeiffer, Michelle Pfeiffer.
23 goals.
Gangster's Paradise.
And then Vincent D'Onofrio. How do I
say it? There we go.
D'Onofrio.
What did I say? What do you know him best in?
Full Metal Jacket?
Well, they put that one, which he goes crazy, and then they've got him in Law & Order, Criminal Intent.
Yeah.
And then he's the bug to me. He'll always be the bug in
Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Oh, my. What did they call it?
Who did that?
Sugar Water.
Wow, yeah, very good.
She called it, he was wearing an Edgar suit.
He was creepy, man. He was creepy.
He did a great job.
He did. That's the first time I had exposure to him. David Alan Greer. Roger, remember him?
Yeah.
Oh, I love David.
Guess how old he is now?
70.
Wow. Roger's ready for trivia tonight.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Killing.
Boudreaux's 1970s trivia tonight.
Oh, I'll tell you something that I saw. I love watching Simon and Garfunkel in New York when they're in the park or singing or whatever, because they've gotten back together and they're singing. And when he belts out Bridge Over Troubled Water. Well, last night, I don't know why, this morning, there's from a couple of weeks ago, it's got him singing, sitting down singing that song, Garfunkel singing that song. But when you see somebody from 30 years ago, keep seeing that, and then the next time you see him, oh my gosh, to see him, oh my, you know what? But he can still sing a little
Garfunkel
bit.
Still sounds good.
Yeah, and he's not wearing in tight pants like David Lee Roth is. I don't know what David Lee Roth's doing. You got to either stop singing or stop wearing the pants so tight, dude.
Last thing,
message. Tweet that out.
How about Samuel Jackson in Django Unchained? He was a hateable character there.
Yeah. He was funny, though.
He was funny and hateable. Yeah.
He was good.
I've seen this one. Nobody's mentioned it, but this has been a lot of lists, and you Harry Potter fans. Professor Umbridge. That's the lady that's, oh, yes. I don't know, who do you hate more in the Harry Potter deal? Professor Umbridge or the parents of Harry? They were jerk faces, too.
The aunt and uncle?
Or the aunt and uncle who took care of him.
Yeah, that's they're pretty bad.
Oh, they're bad. They're hateable. And then, you know who Professor Umbridge is? You know who that is?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. She's annoying.
Thanks to everybody listening. We'll come back and wrap things up. If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
River Valley Tractor is here to help you turn your dream projects into reality. You love your land, and you have plans for it. During Kubota Orange Days, you'll love the great deals on their versatile, reliable lineup. Stop in today for the best deals of the year. Now through June 30th, 0% financing available or save up to $5,500 on select compact tractors. Sale ends soon. Go to rivervalleytractor.com for more information.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? SkyRizzy Risankizumab Rizza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, SkyRizzy is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary.
Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease. Control is everything to me. Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 9:52. Tomorrow, after the show, we're going to Marianna. First time I've ever been to the city of Marianna. Been here in the state 40-something years.
I guess I have.
So looking forward to doing that, to go to Jones Barbecue. It's been open over 100 years.
Is it on 40?
Huh?
Is it on 40?
I don't think so.
It's 440,
oh,
40. I mean.
Huh?
440.
What, Marianne?
What's it called? What's the highway to Memphis?
40.
40.
Yeah, well, what's it? Well, 40.
70?
Oh, where is Marianne?
The 70 parallels 40, right?
Yeah.
So we'll go by and see Edwards Food Giant where the headquarters is. Damn there. We'll right visit tomorrow on the show with Dennis Dirk Winston, one of the great linebackers of all time for the Razorbacks, played for the Steelers. Won a couple of Super Bowls.
One of those players that I remember that made me fall in love with going with the Razorbacks.
He was a man.
Listen, here's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan right here in front of us.
Yeah, you guys made me perk up by saying those two magic words.
Yeah. Have you ever talked to Dirk Winston before?
I think I have, yes.
Yeah, great guy. And he'll be, I don't know if he's going to be in studio or by phone tomorrow, but we'll talk with him, with Craig, and Trey Reed, and all the other fine folks, Joe Nichols, and then we'll head over to Marianna to try that. Have you ever been over to Marianna before?
I've not been to Marianna.
Yeah, so this deal that we're doing, brought to you by Oaklawn, is the summer of adventure. We've been to Hot Springs for the Ohio Club. We've been to Camden for the White House Cafe. Now we go to tomorrow to Marianna for the Jones Barbecue, and then we're going to go to Blytheville for the Dixie Pig, and then we go to Mena for Skyline Cafe.
You know what you need? You need a map with pins.
Yeah, we talked about
that.
We talked about doing like a cool graphic where, you know, the lines go. Because really, we're covering, you can turn that music down, Rock.
Silence!
Well, sometimes he gets busy and he's on his phone.
I like the bed.
Yesterday, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Great event, David. I was there last year, and I was telling Justin Akery, I was thinking this was the first time you've won it because it's a fourth time overall, which is really impressive. But the first time they've done this banquet format.
Right.
Yeah.
The last time I went, it was a totally different deal in Salisbury, a really much smaller town. They did it at a Holiday Inn instead of the Grand Over Resort, which that's where the Norwegian soccer national team was training.
At the time?
Yeah. Yeah. They actually left the day before the event started.
So, well, NASA has a nice resort.
It was terrific. Yeah, Sean McDonough was National Sportscaster of the Year. Ross Dellinger was National Sports Writer of the Year. They both had a chance to get up there and talk. Sean gave me my award, which is, you know, I mean, he's the best, I think.
Yeah.
It was a great event.
Yeah, I knew you would think so. I had Mike Tirico last year give me mine.
Isn't that cool?
I'm glad you – and the best thing, your dad was there.
Yeah.
Dad got to be a part of that. Your mom too?
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling Roger then this morning, I got a chance to watch a little bit of it on YouTube and listen. And your dad, you sound just like your dad. Did people tell you that?
He came on the show yesterday. Justin was nice enough to invite him on. And a couple of listeners text in and be like, you literally cannot tell them apart. But I didn't have time to tell everybody. Like at the age of 14, when you had to take messages for your parents when they would call the landline at home.
Yes.
At age 14... everybody that called the house thought I was my dad.
How about that?
And he's like 30 years older than me.
And your dad is active in a baseball league. How old is he?
He still pitches. He's 78.
I was about to say,
90-foot bases, 60 feet, 6 inches,
that
everything.
That is crazy.
There's no time limit on when a guy has to make it to first.
No,
when he bats.
No, sometimes it'd be a little painful to watch. But then there are other guys at 78 that are still athletic.
Oh, I can't run. Man,
I say, Dad, I love that you're doing it's pitching, but when I'm watching it, it seems more like controlled falling.
Now, so immediately, what I want to do, Roger, this is—he's not on our—he's not on our show. So, Acorn,
we're gonna get a segment.
Like to hear Phil have a line and read it like a play, you know, stage it, and then have your dad read the exact same thing to hear how close it is. If you could somehow say the identical thing to see how close it is, if I could tell the difference.
Ooh.
Which one is Phil? Which one is your dad?
Let him choose the script.
Yeah, okay.
He's also an actor,
So pick a script, and Acre may not, but we'll play it on our show. We're promoting the midday show.
Can we do the line from Godfather 3? I keep trying to get out.
Sure.
And they pull me back in.
Yeah, you can do that. Hey, shout out to my buddy Mark Johnston, who is at table 25. At Boudreaux's. He said there is still a grape at bottling facility in Malvern.
Yeah, I think that's what we've heard. But you know what's funny, Roger, for something that's going around, they should bring by some. Is anybody in charge of marketing over there? Bring by some over here. Let's talk about it.
You know, that's a great idea.
Drop
is there
the
anybody
station.
In charge of marketing in Corky's? Somebody ought to bring stuff over here and let us see some of that.
What are you
hey, who's in charge of marketing at Benihana's?
We want to help promote Grape Bad. It's a great story. It's been around for,
exactly
100 years?
Right. What's going on?
What's happening on the zone today?
Oh, man. I guess today we're going to be talking. I did not see that coming, which is a new feature that we've been brought by most Southwest Grill. Red White Report from UAMS Health. Eli Craner's coming on. We got Susan Irwin, for the keys to the weekend. Just a basic, big overall zone, as always.
I like the keys to the weekend. That's very crazy.
What I like about Susan does is it's not just for Little Rock
and
North
Rock.
River Valley.
It's
all over.
Listen, her and Cliff. There's a place called Pops. That's the house those two built.
Are you a fireworks guy? Are you going to go out and watch fireworks this weekend?
I mean, I can. I've seen so much fireworks, though, at baseball games and everything.
Come
on.
Like
it's boring.
It's
boring.
It's baseball and Phil.
50,000 other things that are Americana,
I bet your
too.
78-year-old father won't say that.
We've got to do the Phil Father Challenge if we can figure out who's reading which.
And we may get
lines.
Your father
it's like the Pepsi Challenge. I love it.
It is.
Think we can get his father to do a weekly segment with us?
You pay that, man.
Damn right. Well, he pays them all.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. Zone's up next. We're blessed.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at